Joins the Pacifica family. Welcome to today's show. I'm Nell Geiser, one of today's hosts, with Sarah, Jane, and Steven. Rise Up Radio is a radio show by youth and highlighting youth activism.
The track you're hearing right now is The Bullet by the Welfare Poets.
Today's show will examine how young people are making waves in mainstream politics. Coming up, we'll talk with the newly elected Green Mayor of New Paltz, New York, 26-year-old Jason West. Then we'll be joined by Adonis Rodriguez, a community activist in Washington Heights and graduate of City College, who's running for City Council this September, along with Melissa Marc-Diverito, an activist who's running for City Council from East Harlem. Finally, we'll be joined by Jason West's colleague, Julia Walsh, trustee of the town of New Paltz and a student at SUNY New Paltz. Youth News. For that, here's Pat Aaron.
We didn't vote for the law for incarceration of Mumia. We didn't vote to sign his death warrant, so we can't just vote to stop them either. Wasn't it Malcolm who stated the ballot or the bullet? This last part about the bullet we must have forgot. Because if Malcolm was alive, he wouldn't have hesitated this long to pull it. And most of these reactionary sidestepping motherfuckers up would have gotten shot. Why? Cause we ain't vote to get into this, so we won't vote to get out.
The Drop the Rock campaign to reform the Rockefeller drug laws has been in the news this week. Hip-hop mogul Russell Simmons has been praising Governor Pataki's proposed changes to the laws. But longtime activists criticized Pataki's proposals, saying that by keeping mandatory minimum sentences, judges still will not have the ability to choose for themselves what sentence to impose. In New York State, there are 19,000 people incarcerated on drug charges, and a full 80% of the women in New York's prisons are there on drug-related charges, and 89% of those prisoners are women of color. 76% of the women in New York's prisons are mothers, so this is definitely a youth issue. To get involved in the campaign to Drop the Rock, contact 212-254-5700 or visit www.droptherock.org. In national legislative news, conservative Senator Orrin Hatch of Utah this week introduced legislation that would roll back the strong gun laws in Washington, D.C., despite the opposition of D.C. lawmakers. Teens around the country are hard hit by gun violence, especially youth of color. 60% of black teens and almost 52% of Latino teens know someone who has been shot, compared to 33% of white teens. Gun violence is the second leading cause of death among young people ages 10 to 19, topped only by car accidents. And as Rise Up Radio reported last month, the controversial and recently enacted RAVE Act was used to shut down a medical marijuana fundraiser in Billings, Montana. Activists and civil libertarians had warned that the anti-drug law would be used to target political and youth groups, including hip-hop and rave events, and they were proved correct. But one of the law's original sponsors, Senator Joe Biden, has spoken out against the targeting of the event. And at his urging, the Drug Enforcement Agency has adopted new internal guidelines to ensure that the agency enforces the law fairly. But the DEA has so far refused to make these new guidelines public. The Drug Policy Alliance, one of the groups leading the charge against the law, says that they will continue to push for the RAVE Act's repeal, a major musical demonstration against the Illicit Drug Anti-Proliferation Act, originally known as the RAVE Act, is planned for September 6th in Washington, D.C., in front of the Senate. In international news, this week students at a polytechnic college in Aden, Nigeria, invaded the office of the school's director during a meeting of the school's governing council and locked the council members in the office. According to the Lagos Daily Champion newspaper, the students say that constant strikes at the school have disrupted their education, and they accuse the school's directors of ignoring the needs of both students and workers. This recalls the recent battles and office takeovers of students at the City University of New York, or CUNY schools, whose battle over increased tuition is bound to continue despite the tuition hikes passed in June. Soldiers stationed in Iraq this week spoke out against Donald Rumsfeld and the administration that has kept them stationed in Iraq. One soldier told the Today Show this week, quote, "If Donald Rumsfeld were here, I'd ask him for his resignation." This is General Abu Zaid, the new head of the U.S. Central Command, acknowledged Wednesday that the U.S. is fighting against a guerrilla force in Iraq, suggesting that the Vietnam-style quagmire predicted by critics of the war on Iraq may in fact come about. The average age of U.S. soldiers in Vietnam was 19, and it is estimated that the average infantry soldier now in Iraq is between 19 and 22 years old. According to a recent article in the St. Petersburg, Florida Times, there are also approximately 2,500 men and women younger than 18 serving in the U.S. military. The U.S. had long delayed ratification of an international treaty that sets a minimum age for forced recruitment into the military at 18. The Pentagon only signed on in December 2002 after the treaty was rewritten to allow the agency to recruit 17-year-olds who have parental permission to enlist. According to Human Rights Watch, the United States has sent 17-year-old troops into armed conflicts in Somalia, Bosnia, and into the first Gulf War. This although 17-year-olds are not allowed to vote. But youth can and are making an impact on elections. More on that coming right up. And that's some of the latest in youth news for Rise Up Radio, Student Voices for Peace. I'm Kat Aaron.
This track is Streets by the Wolf Poets. Listen to Rise Up Radio and WBAI.
Of this unrighteous constitution.